Log Talk Radio.
Yes, I, Erev Tov. Yes, Erev Tov. Good evening. Malcolm Mata. Here, the T to T testify Tuesday. Still going to reason more on the Amen and the Amen. What's the difference between the Amen affirmation and the Amen? Here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, happiness through Hailahim, through the power, the might, even the first power and the might of the Isla Trinity. We have happiness through Elohim, Miktam, a Miktam. What is a Miktam? A Miktam of Dawid. Here. For the T to T Testify Tuesday, the Rastafari, the Tuesday podcast. Here. So going to reason some more, Jah willing, here on the podcast, on the ear and on the irid, on the Amen and the Amen. In the Western Gentile world, we say Amen, but the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic is Amen, Amen. It's interesting because it seems as though in the English, Western Gentile, the vowel that we find on the second sound and sonant, the meme, the main, the met sound, is actually transposed in the English to the A, or to the letter we call A. Notice that. They say A, like they're saying the name of the letter A. But the proper sound is ah, 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 main, ah, main. Yes, I. So a little bit more. Also, here in the Midrash, the study, the Midrash of today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, it speaks on the Baraka, the blessing. What is the Baraka? Baraka, some would say, or Baraka, the blessing, and the Berkot HaNahamim, the blessings of enjoyment, you know, and the significance of today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, these particular reasonings like to share right here on the ear and the iris. So calling, right? You know, share two, three times, you know, for the Father, Son, Isla, Iris, right? With others to tune in. Because T to T Testify Tuesday, the Rastafari Tuesday podcast beginning right now.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jah love is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah
Rastafari. Yes, I. Jah Rastafari.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify what Jah has done for I.
Jah Rastafari, he who be. The Rastafari, I. Now, there's many ones who say that this one or that one is the first Rasta, or this one was the first Rasta. We're not speaking of a derivative. We're speaking of the original. The Rastafari, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie is the Rastafari. Therefore, he is the first. Kadamawi Haile Selassie first is the first Rastafari. He is the Rastafari. So who be he who be who he be? Who is he who is who he is? Rastafari is Saint Peter. Ty, come on. Haile Selassie, a.k.a. also known as Haile Selassie I. Haile Selassie I is the first Rastafari of the Rastafari. Rasta is a derivative, a nickname, but Rastafari is the first and original, yes, I, non-partial. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm or the evening psalm for this day here, for the third day of the seven, for the Tuesday, here, Psalm 82. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 16, but the evening psalm, right here.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
From the judge, what you think, what you do, and what you say, hey.
never indulge in a fortuity. I tell you, not at the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and new.
Hata. So here. I'd like to share this Jabot this time, my attention right here. And today's daily psalm is happiness. The theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, his theme is happiness through Elohim, through the power, through Ha'ilahim. And so here, the prayers of Yehudi in this section on the Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah, the standing prayer of the 18 Berakot, the 18 benedictions. So this section right here, my eye was caught by the word happiness, because that's the theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, happiness through the power, the Almighty, happiness through he who be, Yah, through Jah. So here it asks the question. The question is asked right here, why did I and I sages, the elders of the bygone ages, right, overlook it or ignore it? So here there's a reasoning on the ninth baraka, the ninth of the 18 blessings, the 18 benedictions, that's on economic prosperity. Since today's daily psalm, Psalm 16 is about happiness, and the evening psalm for the third day, called Tuesday, is Psalm 82, that also speaks about judging the poor, right? Judging, making it right for those who are poor. So here, I'd like to just share this right here. The ninth baraka, the ninth blessing of the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, the standing prayer of I and I, Yehudi, of I and I, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. There's a ninth baraka. That's on economic prosperity, known as the Berkat HaShanim, the Berkat HaShanim. So here, the English right here, right? Barek Aleinu Yahuwah Eloheinu. Bless this year for I and I, O Jehovah, he who be, we be, Eloheinu, I and I power, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide dew and rain as a baraka. Provide dew and rain as a baraka, a blessing on the face of the earth. Satisfy us, I and I, with thy goodness, and bless and prosper this year like the good years. And here the fulfillment, Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, Mibarek HaShanim, Mibarek HaShanim. He who be, who he be, who he be the one, Eloheinu, I and I power, who blesses the years, blesses the years. So this ninth baraka, that's often themed economic prosperity, the Berkat HaShanim, more literally, the Berkat HaShanim is the blessing of the years, the blessings of the years. Now, what's interesting is that there's the words in the blessing where it says provide blessing on the face of the earth, but these words that are added during this particular season, dew and rain. So therefore, in this particular season, we will say provide dew and rain as a baraka, a blessing on the face of the earth, on the face of the earthly plane. So the words dew and rain are said to be limited to the winter season, as we are now in the fall time of the year, the feast of festivals, the Lunar New Year, the Yom Teruah, the Day of the Blast, the Day of the Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, also with Melkam Adis Amet, the Adis Amet, the New Year, both the solar and the lunar New Year coming up in this season here. Now, in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, in that particular region, one begins to add these words on the 7th of Heshvan 2 weeks after the end of Sukkot, the Sukkot festival. Now, Sukkot is tabernacles. Tabernacles is coming up and corresponds within the New Covenant and in the even Orthodox Church sense of the finding of the true cross, tabernacles and the finding of the true cross. Now, in the diaspora, however, there is a tribal tradition of beginning to add these words 60 days after the start of the Tishrei season. Now, this has come up to the seventh month, right, the seventh moon, that falls out on the night of either December 4th or December 5th. Since the seasons are based on the solar, not the lunar calculations. Now, this is Hebraically, Judaically. The seasons are based on the solar, not the lunar calculation, the feast of festivals based on the lunar, but the seasons based on the solar, not the lunar calculations. The fixed date must be expressed in terms of the general calendar. So just zooming in on, as we're coming into out of the summertime, the fall festival seasons, and moving more towards winter, this particular blessing of the 18 Berakot blessings is the ninth Baraka, the ninth blessing, economic prosperity, as it's called, or the Berakat HaShanim, the Berakat, the blessing of the years. So after deliverance from personal stress and distress and from the incapacities of illness or sickness, the most important component in a person's physical, psychical well-being is economic security. Again, after deliverance from personal stress and distress and from the incapacities of illness or the incapacities of sickness, the most important component in a person, a human being's physical well-being is economic security. We didn't say financial because economic covers also the financial aspects of security, economic security. So here also speaking of the nature of man, spirit, soul, and body, proving the truth of the Holy Trinity being the Hebrew Trinity, creating I and I in his image after his likeness. So after deliverance from personal stress and distress and the incapacities of illness, the most important component in a person's physical, psychical shalom is economic security. Though it's couched Hebraically and Judaically in agricultural terms, suitable to an agricultural society, a prayer for a good crop, for example. There's prayers for a good crop. Even when we seal up the Sabbath, there is Psalm 144 that is called and themed the Sabbath, the Shabbat seal psalm. And it is a baraka, a blessing, for the work week to come. So as we seal up the Shabbat on the seventh day, moving forward to the first day, the Ehud, the Yom HaRishon, also called Sunday in the West, right? There's that Psalm 144. And even that Psalm is couched, the blessings are couched, so to speak, in agricultural terms that is most suitable for a agricultural society with prayers for like a good crop and cattle, so forth and so on. This baraka, this blessing is essentially a prayer for what Hebraically is called parnasa. What's parnasa? Parnasa is a decent livelihood. Although I nowadays live in a post-industrial so-called society, the whole world's economic well-being, economic shalom, economic salam, is still very much dependent or deep-ending on the abundance of its harvests and of products taken out of the earth. Something to meditate and meditate upon. So even though we live in this so-called post-industrial world, post-industrial society, the world, and we would say the whole world's economic. Economic, the word economic comes from the New Testament word oikonomos. Oikonomos means the law of a household, the management, the law, rules and regulation, instructions, direction of a household. So the world's economic well-being is still very much dependent, I'll say dependent, on the abundance of its harvest and of products, produce and products that are taken out of the earth. So don't let the citified so-called lifestyle fool you. It's still very much dependent on the agricultural groundation and foundation. So here, the prayer, it stresses and emphasizes that the year and produce be blessed. Be blessed. In the words of the prayer, we have the Hebrew aleinu. Aleinu, aleinu. What does aleinu mean? It means upon us, or the context is for I and I, on us, aleinu, on us. So the prayer emphasizes that the year, even the new year coming forward, and the produce, what is produced, be blessed, aleinu, on us, for us, and that it be litovah, litovah. For Tobah, that it be Tobah, good, that it be good, that it be for good. So at first glance, these words may seem and sound unnecessary. In the ninth Baraka, bless this year for I and I, O Jehovah, I and I, power and all its varied produce, that it be for good, that it be L'tovah, that it be for good, and that it be aleinu, that it be on us, for us, on I and I. So at first glance, the words are here, the words may seem unnecessary. Question, can abundance be anything but good for us? One may ask, can abundance be anything but good for I and I? Yet the sages of the bygone ages, their choice of words, largely based on Torah and scripture, is significant. For if there is waste, if there's waste, if there's this mismanagement, if there's corruption, there can be scarcity despite an abundant harvest. Again, if there's waste, if there's mismanagement, there's corruption, there can be and usually will be scarcity despite and in spite of an abundant harvest. We're coming into the harvest time, the harvest season, at this time of the Shana, this time of the year. The latter, what's called the latter, the first and the latter harvest. So it is quite possible that people will be unable to afford what the blessed earth produces, what she produces. Quote, the vine will offer its fruits, but the wine will be expensive. So the vine offers its fruits, but the wine will be expensive. Taking this as an object lesson, we can compare it and contrast it to other crops as well. So though the vine offers its fruits, the wine is expensive. Said the sages of the bygone ages several thousand years ago. The curse of inflation, this is not the opposite of a baraka, a blessing, the kalala, the curse, the consequence of inflation was understood even then. These are the basic principles, basic economic principles here from Torah and here from and in Yahweh, truth and life. Yes? So the curse of inflation was understood even in the bygone years, and we can know this from studying Torah, right, and studying the blessings, studying the Psalms, studying the reading and feeding, studying the Brit Hadasha based on the foundation of HaTorah. Abundance, so there's nuffness. So having nuffness that cannot be enjoyed, that can hardly be regarded as good for us or benefiting I and I, or that goodness of the earth, is it on us? Is it for I and I good? It is not for such abundance. We're not praying for that kind of abundance, since it might seem at first ear that the prayer and the baraka, the blessing, right, that emphasizes the year and the produce that's to be blessed, are they new for I and I, for us, and lit Torah, and for good. It's not superfluous, the use of these words, right? When we now compare what does happen, you know, they say, oh, there's scarcity, right? There's scarcity, but it's because there's waste, there's mismanagement, and there is corruption. We, I and I, also seek Jah's baraka, berkot, he who be who he be, the Almighty Eye's blessing, to be good, the emphasis to be good for us, to be good on us, on I and I, in the long run as well. So it's not just praying for like a little quickie blessing now, but to be on and on and on, itinual. If as a result of being blessed with abundance, we, I and I, indulge our vices and turn our backs on the moral and the spiritual values that Yahuwah, that Jehovah seeks I and I to pursue, question, can such abundance be regarded as having been for good, litovah? Or if the granting of our wishes, our desires, if it creates conditions that lead to self-destruction or that cause children to go astray, can such answered prayers be regarded as having been good or beneficial to us, to I and I, Aleinu? Trusting that Yahuwah, that Yah, that Jah, that he who be, knows what is in I and I long-term best interest. The sages, the Hebrew sages of the bygone ages, they deliberately chose to pray only for economic blessings that will be both aleinu, to I and I benefit, and litovah, for I and I good. Considering the great emphasis that Yehudinet, that Judaism, some might say, but we say the old way of the line of the tribe of Judah, scripturally Torah speaking, places on happily serving Hashem, serving Jah. There's an emphasis that Yahweh places on happily serving Jah. In the Hebrew expression, Ibdu et Hashem besimcha, serving he who be who he be, besimcha, in happiness. Not just serving, but serving Jehovah besimcha, in happiness, and on the spiritual, the really just duty to rejoice. There is a really just, a really righteous duty to rejoice and to be happy on the feasts, on the festivals. One may wonder why the sages did not add a baraka, a blessing that asks Hashem, that asks Jah to grant us happiness. Have you ever thought about that? How come we don't have a prayer? I mean, I know there's a lot of crazy prayers nowadays, but I'm talking about from Yahweh based on his direction instructions to us. One may ask, why did not the sages have a blessing that asked Jah to grant us happiness? We ask scripturally, biblically, according to Yahweh, we ask, I and I ask for knowledge, I and I ask for health, I and I ask for economic prosperity, I and I ask for shalom, for peace. But for happiness, if you notice in the scriptures, for happiness is really not a word in the scriptures that asks for happiness. Now, it's true. that on Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath, and on the Isle of Days, that I and I pray that Hashem, that name, he who be, we be, the Almighty, make us happy with thy salvation. So there is a word of prayer where we ask Jah to make I and I happy with, key emphasis, with Yeshuateka, with the I Yeshua, with the I salvation, and also to make I and I happy with the reestablishment of HaHekal, with the reestablishment of the temple. But as a general baraka, a general blessing to add to others on a daily basis, note this, that happiness, scripturally, biblically, according to Jah people's ancient way that nowadays may be referred to in some sense as Judaism, the happiness is strangely absent. The founding fathers of the United States of America, right, the United States, they included within their constitution and all the stuff they wrote, right, pursuit of happiness. They included pursuit of happiness as one of the legitimate concerns of modern man. Note that. The founding so-called fathers of the United States, they included, quote, pursuit of happiness. Check. Take note, pursuit of happiness as one of the legitimate concerns of so-called modern man. So why did I and I sages, Hebrew sages of the bygone ages, why did they overlook it? Did they ignore it? Why not a prayer? Why not a prayer for happiness? Some say the answer is because happiness cannot be granted from on high. Happiness cannot be granted from on high. You see, there's some things that we can and should and must beseech and ask. But some things such as happiness, like where the scripture says, you know, like let not your heart, you know what I mean? Let not your heart. That means don't you allow your heart, right? Same with happiness. Happiness cannot be granted from Elyon, from on high. Why? It must flow. It must flow from man, from the human being himself. That's why we said that one can be blessed, because there's a word blessed, the Baruch, and then there's the word Ashrei, Ashrei, one of the words expressing happiness, right? Happiness must flow from man himself, even in the earlier reasoning concerning abundance. Why is there the emphasis on the produce being blessed for us and for I and I good? It might seem that those words are unnecessary. One might ask, can abundance, which is like a blessing, bringing out the real sense of blessing, can abundance, nuff-nuffness, be anything but good? But then when we look at it in reality, many times the earth gives abundance, but still there's scarcity, still there's starvation, still there's high prices, still there's corruption, still there's waste, still there's mismanagement. So even though the vine offered its fruits, but the wine is too expensive, and thus the consequence is the curse of inflation that was even understood then. Abundance that cannot be enjoyed, nuff-nuffness, cannot be enjoyed, can hardly be regarded as a good or benefiting I and I. So it's not such abundance that we're praying for good. So the happiness aspect, the happiness cannot be granted from on high. One might be blessed, but is one happy? One might have nuff-nuffness. Some people have every worldly need, you know, because of economics, money, resources, assets, they could buy or do anything, but they're not happy. You might say, well, if I had what they had, I would be happy. Remember that happiness is not granted from on high. Happiness must flow from the man, the I, and I and I. Jah can bless I and I with necessities, and he does bless I and I with what we need, and even luxuries in the realm of the material. and also in the realm of the spirit that might and should lead to happiness. But remember, happiness must flow from the man, the human being. It must flow outward. It doesn't really flow inward like that. Ultimately, happiness, it depends on personal contentment. Remember what Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. Brother Paulo said? He's learning whatever state that he is to be content, right? Happiness depends on personal contentment with what one has. Interestingly enough, in the Hebrew, like one of the words that's used for happiness in Hebrew, simcha, is used in the term in the sense that connotes or brings out the sense of contentment, being content. Yes, yes. So right to the poor, look who say la tune right here, you hear it coming forward, but this is a little segue. My eye and I caught the reasoning on happiness and seeing Psalm 16, today's daily psalm, which is seeing happiness through Hashem, happiness through the name, happiness through he who be who he be. Here, another little Selah tune that connects with today's daily psalm, right? Psalm 16, but also the evening psalm, Psalm 82.
Tell them, Tate, this is judgment on Babylon. defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived. I come
defending the rights, the rights, the rights of the poor. Theme of the evening psalm. The evening psalm, the standing evening psalm judaically is Psalm 82 for the Tuesday, the third day of the week of the strong, as well as according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, also we have this very same psalm. So in reasoning and in chanting this psalm, you know, from Shabuah to Shabuah, you know, we begin to ask the question, why did the ancient sages, right, choose this psalm for today's daily psalm? Again, give ear, hear, hear, hear.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asaf, 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 le'asaf.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot. Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
One of the reasons being this psalm was chosen as the evening psalm is because of the importance of the ones called the gods, the Elohim. The Elohim are the shoftim, the judges of Yisrael, those who are responsible for defending the rights of the poor, right? So when the abundance comes through, right, the prosperity and abundance come through. There's not waste. There's not mismanagement. There is not corruption. And therefore, that abundance, that baraka, is aleinu. It is on us. It is for I, and it's litova. It is also for I good, so that the people, through Elohim, through the power, may be happy, happy, happy.
Whatsoever song I may sing, it may.
extended Gladiators, Gladiators of Happy Man, Ideal Rhema right now tuned for today's Daily Thrum. We're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic, but first, let's give a first here to today's daily psalm.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata, tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Hear the Royal Amharic. The dog.
Always want to be.
መዝሙር 15 በቅንፍ 16 የዳዊት ቅንፍ። አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቅ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልኩ። ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ። ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው። ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰው። ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራ። እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ እድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው። እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ። ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች። እርስቴም ተዋበች። የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካል። ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ገሰሱኝ። ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ። በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክ። ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል። ምናሴም ሐሴት አደረገች። ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች። ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትም። ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተው። የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ። ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ። በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ።
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust. Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, le David.
Preserve me, O God. For in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata. טובתי בל עליך, בל עליך, בל עליך,
בל עליך. Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh forth only want to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
በቅንፍ 16 የዳዊት ቅኔ። አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቀኝ። እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ። ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ። ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው። ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም። ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራ። እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው። እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ። ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ። ርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ። የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ። ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገሥጹኛል። ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ። በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክም። ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል። ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች። ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች። ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም። የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ፣ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ፣ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ።
ሰላምተ ጤና ይስጥልኝ። Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm Mezmor Dawit Asara Sidist, Psalm 16, from the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garamawi Karamawi Haile Selassie. So here we have Psalm 16, and we'll compare and contrast HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV. And today's daily psalm is themed Ekziavia Riste. Exiavihar is my inheritance, sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father is my inheritance. Exiavihar, riste. Rist, rist, inheritance, riste. Exiavihar, riste. Exiavihar is my inheritance, is my portion. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So may God and I begin. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Today's daily psalm in Jemralin, beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source. Today's daily psalm is themed in the KJV, Miktam. Miktam Litawid, Miktam, a Miktam, a Miktam here, Bamarinya, Yedawid Kene, a poem, a composition, yeah, Dawid of David, of the well-beloved of David, Yedawid Kene, corresponding to the English superscription of Miktam, Miktam of David. Again, I ride up. Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Preserve I, O God. Avetu, I father, his father, father of the house. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna. For in the eye, be ante, in the eye, male speaking to he who be, who he be, directly. Abetu, ba'ante tamnya lehuna. I put my trust, in the eye, my confidence, my yea and amen in the eye. Male, ba'ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng, protect I, preserve I, keep I, tevkeng, kuter. Hulet, verse 2. Exiavihrin ante getai alhu. Kante bekarra begoneta yelenyum. O my soul. Exiavihrin ante getai ne alhu. Kante bekarra begoneta yelenyum. Exiavihrin, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ante getayi, getayi, my Lord. Ante getayi ne, the I are my Lord. Al who I have said to Exiavi, the sustainer. Ante, the I, male, getayi. Ante getayi ne. Allahu, I've said you are my Lord, my Adoni, my Adonai. Kante bekarra begonet yelenyim. Except for the I, male, begonet, goodness, yelenyim. There is not for I. KJV brings us out as, O my soul, thou hast said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Kante getayine allahu. My goodness extendeth not to the eye. Here we have ka'ante, ka'ante bekar, except for the eye begonet. Goodness in the sense of there's many words that are used for what is often translated basically as good. Here we have bego, bego in the sense of charitable goodness, begonet, that goodness. Yelenyim, I have not any goodness except for the I, Gziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Kuter source, verse 3. Fekadi hulu, the midrabalu tak edusanna kubran laino. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Fekadi. Fekad will, fekadih, the eye, male, will, fekadih, hulu, all the eyes will, the midr, in the earthly plane, balut, those who are, kidusanna, the holy one, the kidusan, the set apart ones, and na, and kuburan, the honorable. The honorable, the glorified, the honorable ones. Kedusana kubran laino is upon the holy ones and the excellent or the honorable ones, the ones of the honor, the glory. Kubran laino. Kuter arat, verse 4. ወደ ሌላ ለሚያፋጥኑ ተመክራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውን ደም እኔ አላፈሰሰውም። ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራም። Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Water Layla, water towards Layla, another. Let me fatanut those who are quick, fast, to another. Mekaracho, their sorrows, their troubles, their tribulation, Mekaracho Yebezal, increases those who are quick to go to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Wadalela, Lemifatanuta, Mekaracho Yebezal. Note, that says Wadalela. It doesn't say another Amlak. It says Wadalela to another, implied to another God. But here there is no God, because there is no God besides he who be who he be. Selezi, therefore, Wadalela, Lemifatanuta, Mekaracho Yebezal. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another. Ye kurvanachuina demine ala fesisowum. Their drink offerings of blood, ye kurbanacho, kurban, the offering, the korban, ye kurbanacho win, and their offering, and of their offering, the blood, dem, ye kurbanacho win, dem, ine, I self, Allah, fesisowim, I will not pour out, I will not offer. Samacho and their name, Sim name, Samacho, their name, Samacho and their names, Bekenfere, my lips upon my lips, Bekenfere, my lip, implied my lips, Samacho and their names, Bekenfere, Alit Aram, I will not call. I will not call their names in the sense of worship, not a call out, no, not call their names upon my lips, KJV has, nor take up their names into my lips. Samachuanim beken fere alitara. Gut Amis, verse 5. Ekezia viher yariste dilla fentana swayeno. It ayenema yematatena antene. Ekezia viher. The Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. Exiariher yeriste idilla sentana swayino. Sustainer, yeriste, wrist, inheritance, riste. My inheritance, yeriste idilla sentana swayino, is the portion of mine inheritance. And swayino, swa, cup, swa, chalice, swayi, my cup, my chalice, nau, he be, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, it ayenim, yem tat ena, I strengthens, firms, fortified in the sense of maintains, ante, speaking to he who be who he be, the I, ante ne, you are, the I be, kuter sidist. Verse 6, Gemed abamare sifram wadek etchling, ristema tewabetchling. The lines, Gemed, are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Bamare sifra. Be amare, that which is pleasant Amare, Bamare, Amhara, Bamare, Sifra, in pleasant places, Sifra, Sifra, the word for place, Gemed, Bamare, Sifra, Wadek et Chilin, Wadek et Chilin. Now, here's interesting in the context, Hebraically speaking, and we touched on this going through the groundation in the Hebraics, touching on the Hebraics of it all. Speaking of the inheritance and the lines are the measuring cords which mark off the area falling with a ketchling, she falls for I, in the sense of the lines, the measuring cords which mark off the area falling to a lot, falling to a lot. You see, when the land of Israel was allotted to the tribes, none was assigned to the Lewawian, to the Lewim or the Levites, because Egeziah her Stena said, I am thy portion and thine inheritance among the children of Israel, among Yisraelijoch, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. So, therefore, in like manner, the psalmist and I and I here in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Asarah Sadis, the Psalm 16, urges that his and I inheritance is a Gaziavih. I and I inheritance is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed arm, the source. And he and I does not long for a share in the worldly, the earthly, the material, like in the vanities of the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things. Thou maintainest my lot. The psalmist is contented, I and I is contented with the knowledge that he, even he who be who he be, holds I and I destiny in his hand. So then coming to this verse right here in verse 6 where it says, Gemed bamare sefra wadek et shilin, ristema tawab et shilin, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, bamare, be amare sifra, bamare sifra vadek et shilin. Yay, I have a goodly heritage. Ristaim, rist inheritance, ristay my inheritance, ristaim and my inheritance, tewabet shilin. She is beautiful. Beautiful, eyeful, for I and I divine heritage. So the measuring cords which mark off the area falling to a lot then was used of the territory so allocated. So his, the psalmist, Yadawi, and I, having been assigned to him and I, it must be, and it be the choicest, the goodliest of the goodly, even I, divine heritage. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Ye mekrenyin gaziyavi herinne bakalo, degmom belelita kulalite, ye gesis unya, I will bless. Ekaziyavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, who hath given me, who has given I counsel. Yeah, mekarenyin ekaziyavihrin ebarkalo. My reins, or here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. My kidneys. In the Hebrew, it's enunciated Kilyotai, here we have kulalitoche, my kidneys, seat of the emotions, getting into that right there. Also instruct I in the night seasons, degmom, and also degmom, repeatedly, degmom, beleili, repeatedly in the night, beleili, degmom, beleili, kulalitoche, my kidneys or my reins, yeah, I guess it's unya, they reprove, the sense of reproving I, in the sense of instructing I, in other words, checking one's emotions. Guter Cement, verse 8. Hul gizeh ekziavi herena befiteya yawalo. Bek enyena winna ala tawakum. I have set ekziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, always before me, always in my face, always in my perception. Hul gizeh. Hul gizeh, all the time, always. Hul gizeh, gizeh, befite, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. Ayawalo, I see him. Ayawalo, I see him. Hul gizeh, gizeh, befite, ayawalo. Bek enyen winal tawakum, because he is at my right hand. Bek enyi. The kenye, right? Kenye, my right, to say my right hand, the kenye, no winna, he is at my right hand, al tawakum, for he is at my right hand. I shall not be disturbed, al tawakum, al tawakum, kuter zeteng, verse 9, selezi. Selezi, therefore, selezi, sele, because, is z, this, selezi, because of this, selezi, therefore, liben desalo, milmasima hasita deregech, sgayima degmo betesfa tadralech, therefore, my heart is glad, selezi, liben desalo is happy. Literally, des, happy, alo, says happiness. Selezi, therefore, libein, my heart, desalo. My heart says happiness. My heart is glad. Melasim, and my tongue, melasi, my tongue, melasim, and my tongue, hasit adaragech. Hasit, rejoicing, adaragech. She does, and my tongue, she does, rejoicing. And my glory, here we have in the KJV, it says, and my glory rejoices. Sigayim, siga, flesh, sigayi, my flesh, sigayim, and my flesh, degmo also, betesfa, in hope, in expectation, betesfa, tadralech. Dwells, spends the night, she dwells, she spends the night, my flesh also shall rest, dwell, spend the night in hope, betesfa, in expectation, in the yea and amen of he who be, who he be. Kutar Asa, verse 11. Nefsin besiol ate tawatimina kedusehinima besbesina yaizena ate tawum. For thou, thee, I will not leave my soul in hell. Nefsin, my soul, besiol in sheol in the antipatriation state. Besiol in the underworld. Besiol in the place of the nightmares of the subconscious, the sub-sub. Nefsin, besiol atitawatimina. Will not leave her. Ate tewatimina. Neither wilt thou, the eye, suffer thine holy one, Kedusehinim, and thy holy one, Mabesbesin, corruption, Mabesbesin, Yaizen, to see corruption. Ate tauim, will not leave, and I will not suffer, will not leave thine kedusehinim besbesin yai zen ate tauim. Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Kuter Asara and verse 11.
የህይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ። ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገባኸኝ። በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ። Thou, the I, wilt show me the path of life, of the liberty, Yehuwatin menget, Asayahin will show the I, male will show to I, Yehuwatin menget, the menget, the way of Hewat, of life, Yehuwatin menget, Asayahin. In thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And with the eye's presence, face, with the eye's face, with the eye's presence, with the eye, male face, presence, perception, desitan, Desitan, joy, happiness, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy I with happiness. With your presence, with your face, with your perception, with seeing it from the eye way. Bek enye him, and in the eye right hand, bek enye him, is a lalema fisha'ale. And at thy right hand, fisha'ale. At thy right hand, there are pleasures, fisha, Allah, for evermore.
Mazmur 15, Bekadnif 16, Yedawit Kani. Abitu bantatamin allahunnat abbeke. Egziabirin. አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ፣ ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ። ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው። ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም፣ ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራም። እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ዕድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው፣ ዕጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ። ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ፣ እርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ። የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን እባርካለሁ፣ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገሥጹኛል። ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ፣ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክም። ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል፣ ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች። ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች፣ ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና። ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም። የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ፣ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ፣ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ።
myself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. As the wax is melted, let them be melted, Jah Jah. If you fear, let Jah be praised. Daniel, let Jah be praised. The goose and the God, let Jah be praised. You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised. Oh, light.
Light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see?
The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the.
So here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tet Zayin, Mizmor Tet Zayin, Mizmor Tet Zayin. Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Here. Shema Yisrael, Shema Shemuuli Chabri. Here. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is theme: happiness through Elohim. Happiness through Elohim. The opening verse, according to the Masoretic Hebrew, Miktam Lidawi. Miktam. A Miktam. What is a Miktam? A Miktam Lidawi. Shamreini El Ki Chasiti Vak. Keep I, O El, contracted from the ancient Chayil, power. Chayil, Almighty. Ha-El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I. Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Bak. Keep me, keep I. Shamreini, Shamar. Keep God, hedge about. Ani, Ani, I. Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Bak. For, because, for, ki, chasiti, chasiti, chasiti. Taking refuge, I, for I, taking refuge, ki, chasiti, bak. Modern Hebrew, ki, chasiti, vak. Ki, chasiti, vak. Ancient pointing, ki, chasiti, bak. Miktam le-Dawid, Miktam of David, of Dawid. So here, the Midrash, we're going to zoom in on the Midrash notes, Now, often when we do the reading and the feeding for the daily Psalms, we often have the Midrash, the study of the Psalms based on the ancient reasoning of the sages. And so here, we're going to zoom in on the notes. Often we'll do an HD, we call that the higher definition, the Hebrew definition, where we'll go through each of the particular quotes in the Hebrew, zooming in on the key words that brings out the ancient reasonings of the sages, so that ones and ones, the Chabarim and the fellows, can get a better understanding, an understanding, and come to an overstanding of that ancient word sound and power. And what's interesting is that being of the new name, that precious name called Chosen and Faithful Rastafari, many of the reasonings of the ancient sages reminds I and I of the elders, at least the Rastafari elders, and those elders who had reason with many of I and I recall many enough of their reasonments, and to see that though they might not have been acquainted with the Masoretic texts and the various different texts, the Irit, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha-Emet, the truth, is one and the same. So here, we're going to ride up for today's psalm where we recorded a read-through. Now we have the basic reading where we'll focus mainly on the psalm verses and the particular verses, and sometime maybe highlighting the quotes from Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, you know, as it is said, as it is read, as it is said, or from HaTorah. But in the HD, we often go into more detail. That means each particular quote from Scripture, we'll go into that particular Scripture in the Masoretic Hebrew and go through a basic reading of the word sound in order to have a higher HD, a Hebrew definition, a higher definition. So those who have gotten to hear or who get to hear the Midrash, this is a companion reasonment, zooming in on the Midrash, the notes. So here, just the opening perek. Perek is like a section. Perek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Teit Zain, has 13 perekim. Has 13 sections, right? Now, often we do the reading, the recording, we might not say, okay, section one, section two, but as we grow, iron sharpen iron, you know, and go over it again, we improve, you know, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings, Christ. So here, let's zoom in on the notes. And the notes bring out, well, why did the sages, or this sage, or that sage, or the Rebbeinah, the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, the scholars, the rabbis, which is the scholars of Torah, why did they bring out this reasonment here or there? For example, Miktam of David, the opening verse in the Hebrew, this would be the Aleph, according to the Hebrew Ha'alef Beit, Ha'alef Beit Ibrit, according to the Hebrew alphabet, the Ha'alef Hatawe, or the Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew alphabet, Miktam, Miktam of David, a Miktam of David. So here, opening verse includes a superscription, often left out in most people's reading because when they go through, say, the King James Version, the first verse would usually begin with, "Keep me, O God, for I have taken refuge in thee," and the little small type after the title of the psalm is often left out. But in the ancient studies of the Chabarim, of the Beit Midrash, the Beit, the house of the Midrash, would be the house of study. The house of study is known as the Beit Midrash. So here we have the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. The Sefer, the book, the Midrash, the study, Tehillim, the psalm. Tehillim from Halal. And Halal we have among the Israelites of Ethiopia in the sense of the Elilta. The Elilta. The Halal, the Halal, the Elilta. So the book of Psalms is called Tehillim, thus interpreted as the book of the praises. The book of the praises. The word for psalm in the sense of chant is Mizmor. Mizmor. Right? The Mizmor. So here, the opening perek, Miktam of David, Miktam of David. In the Hebrew, Miktam le David. There are some of the Rebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, who say that Miktam is composed of two words that describe David, that describe David, the well-beloved, David HaMelech. Mak, Hebraically mak, means meek. Mak in the Hebrew, meek. And tam, tam means undefiled. Tam in the King James translation of Ya'akov, of Jacob, it says that, and Jacob, this is Esau, his twin brother, was a man of the field, but Ya'akov, Jacob, was a plain man. Now that word, the translation there is plain, but elsewhere we learn of Noah, Noah. He is also called Tam, Tam in the Hebrew. The fuller sense of it, the plural sense of it is Tamim. Tamim is translated in Leviticus, right, Levitically, as meaning unblemished, without blemish, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. So Tam, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. But KJV, the King James Version, concerning Ya'akov, Jacob, it says that he was a plain man. So we can see how some confusions might be imagined, right, if one does not study to shew themselves approved. So some of the Rebbanim in the Hebrew, the scholars of Torah, Rebbenat in the Ethiopic and Royal Amharic to describe the scholars, the sages of Torah, or the Memheran, the corresponding word in the Amharic is Memhir in the singular for Rab, Rebbe, a scholar, a teacher, scholar of Torah, and the plural Rebbenat. So they say that Miktam is composed of two words that describe David. Mak, meaning meek, and Tam, meaning undefiled, unblemished, or perfect. When it says that Noah was perfect in his generations, he was without blemish. The offerings are to be tamim, perfect, undefiled, without blemish. That means nothing over, nothing under. In the sense of the way the animals are offered, is to be an animal in the way that the Almighty created the animal to be. That means it doesn't have anything extra. It's not lacking. And there are others who derive miktam from ketem. Ketem, in the Hebrew, ketem. Ketem means fine gold. So some say that miktam means meek, undefiled. Meek, perfect. The meek one who is perfect, the meek one who is without blemish. Others, miktam, from ketem, fine gold. So sometimes miktam is interpreted as a golden composition, right, as when we look into the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Let's go there right here, here, here. So Miktam from Ketem, and say that Miktam le David, a Miktam of David means the, quote, golden psalm, a golden psalm of David, a golden psalm of David. So Miktam. Now Miktam is important because we come across it in the superscription of other psalms. Here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Miktam, spelt in the Latin. That's the English letters, the Latin, spelt in the Latin. M-I-C-H-T-A-M. It's not Michtam. It's not Michtam. That C-H is for the ch. Miktam. But actually, it's a kaf. But there's two ways of saying kaf. One is as Miktam, and the other is as Miktam. Miktam. Miktam is a writing, a prescript, a poem, a song, a golden song, precious verse, an epigram, preeminent inscription, preeminent inscription. Now, the word Miktam is a word mentioned in the titles of Psalm 16. Here, 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 Mizmor Tet Zayin, today's psalm, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, and Psalm 60. Very interesting. We have today's psalm, Psalm 16, and then we have Psalm 56, 57, 58, 59, and Psalm 60. So this prescript is found in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 psalms. Now that is the, we said the five cycle, the peshat, the plain meaning of a reference to the word. Now the metaphysical is the entrance into consciousness of wise, inspiring, harmonious, uplifting thoughts of substance and truth, and the inscribing of these truth ideals into the memory. In the phrase golden psalm, Miktam, deriving Miktam from Ketem, Ketem, fine gold. Golden suggests wisdom, wisdom, chokmah, the Hebrew chokmah, and substance. Writing, precious verse, quote, a poem intended to record memorable thoughts. So a miktam, referring to a poem, a composition, a poem, a kene, intended to record memorable thoughts. To write this on the table of I and I heart, that means in I and I mind. Writing makes one think of something uplifting and inspiring, while poem and song signify inspiration and rhythm and or harmony. Poem and song, both of them signify inspiration, the spirit within. Inspiration and rhythm or harmony. So here, 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 we see that the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary also is referring to this ancient root teaching that we find within the Midrash, the Sefer Midrash Tehillim. So here, 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 in the Beit Midrash, in the house of study, Psalms is the key in the house of study. We have Miktam LeDawid. Miktam LeDawid. So what is a miktam? A miktam is a writing, a prescript, a poem, a psalm, a type of a chant, a mizmor. Mizmor is psalm, and song, a shir. Shir in the Hebrew, shir is song. So the difference between psalm is a chant, Isis, I and I say Isis, and we have a song, a shir, a golden psalm, precious verse, epigram, preeminent inscription, Miktam LeDawid. Fully catch it on the replay, fully catch it on the replay. hopefully catch it on the replay,
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 on the replay. You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in,
call in, call in, call in, call in, call in.
515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the grace period of this.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Mizmor Tate Zain, Mizmor Tate Zain, Psalm 16, Mizmor Tate Zain, Psalm XVI, Miktam Lidawi, a Miktam of David, Shamreni El, Ki Hasiti Vak, keep eye, O El, for I have taken refuge in the eye. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka. I have said to he who be who he be to Jehovah, thou the I art Adonai Ata. I have no good but in the I Tovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim Asher Ba'aret Heima Weadire Kol Hefti Bam. As for the holy, the idle ones that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Yerubu Atsubotam Achir Maharu Balasika Nisakehema Midam Ubal Esa Etashmotam Al Sifatai. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Yerubu Atsubotam Achir Maharu. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange for another. Balasika Nisakehema Midam. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Ubal Esa Etashmotam Al Sifatai. Nor take their names up on my lips. Yahuwah Menata Chelki Wukosi Ata Tomika Gorali. O Jehovah, he who be the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, of my chalice, thou, the I, maintainest my life. Chibalim anafluli bana'imim afanachlata shafra alai. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage. Ibareka eti Yahuwah Ashera ye atani afle lota yisaruni kiliyotai. I will bless Jehovah, he who be we be. Ibareka eti Yahuwah, who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Ashera ye atani, yea, for show. In the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, my emotions instruct I. Afalelota yisaruni akiliyotai. Shuiti Yahuwah lenegadita mi kimimini bal emota. I have set Jehovah, he who be who he be, always before me, always before I. Shuiti Yahuwah lenegadita mi, surely he is at my right hand. Kimimini, I shall not be moved. Bal emota. Lakin
samachali bi vayagel kovodi af besari ishkon alavetach. Therefore, my heart is glad lachen samachali bi, and my glory rejoiceth vayagel kovodi. My flesh also dwelleth in safety af besari ishkon alavetach. Ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, lo titen achasideka lerota shachata. For thou, the eye, wilt not abandon my soul, my nefesh, into the nether, to the nether world. Thou wilt not abandon her to the nether world. Lo, ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, neither will the eye suffer thy godly, thy chassid one to see the pit, thy holy one to see corruption. Lo titen chassideka lerota shachata, tod ain oracha chayi, sova shmachota etapaneka, ne'imota biyamineka netzach. Thou, the eye, makest I to know the path of life. Tod aini oracha chayim. In thy presence, in thy face, is fullness of joy. Sova shemachota etapaneka. In thy right hand, bliss, pleasantness, pleasure for evermore. Ne'imota b'mineka. Netzach, 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 netzach.
Yes, 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 on the tree, Kabbalistically speaking, netzach, netzach, forever, forever. Here, 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 us going to the Great Spirit, right here, 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 the Midrash coming forward after this.
Psalm 60.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El, Ki Hasidi Vach, Vach, Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord,
Adonai ata, tovati val aleha, val aleha, val aleha, val aleha, val aleha, val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore.
Mizmor Tet Zayin, Michtam Le David. שומרני אל כי חשיתי בך אמרת לאדוני אדוני אתה טובתי בל עליך לקדושים אשר בארץ המה ואת בירה כל חפצי בם ירבו עצבותם אחר מהרו בל אשיך נשכהם מדם ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי אתה תומך גורלי חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים אף נחלת שפרה עליי אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני אף לילות יסרוני חיליותי שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד כי מימיני בל אמות לכן שמח ליבי ויג אל כבודי אף בשרי ישכון לבטח כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת תודיעני אורח חיים שובע שמחות את פניך נעימות במנחה נצח
Discipleship Radio. 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 Radio.
Listen to Yehuda. 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 No anbesa. Listen to Yehuda. No anbesa. Radi. 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 Radi.
Discipleship Radio. Radio.
When I go look back, but here this week, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross. When I go look back, but here this week, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Week. I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the Cross. Cause
Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Eitzein, Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Happiness through Elohim, happiness through the true good, happiness through the true God, Yahuwah Jehovah. The psalmist and Ionai's portion. I am a portion in life and liberty and deliverer, I liverer in death. Today's daily song, Mizmor Eitzein. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, give ear, hear, Midrash, Midrash, Midrash. Study Midrash on today's daily song. Happiness through Elohim. Happiness through Elohim. Mizmor Eit Zain. Mikatam Lit Dawi. Shamreini El. Ki Chasiti Vak. Keep me, keep I, O Elohim. Shamreini El. Shamrei Ani. Shamer Ani Shamrei, Shamrei Ni, keep me, guard, protect, hedge about. Ah, Shamrei Ni El, true good, true God El, Shamrei Ni El, Ki Chasiti Vak, Vak, Ki Chasiti Vak, Vak, Vak. For I have taken refuge, Ki Chasiti, Ki Chasiti Vak. Or some enunciate as Ki Chasiti Vak. I've taken refuge, Vak, in the eye. Firstly, foremostly, in this Midrash on Mizmor Teit Zayin, on the Midrash on Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, Miktam, 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 Miktam of David, Miktam le David, a Miktam of David, here found in the superscription. Today's daily psalm, the superscription, and verse 1 in the Hebrew is one verse, is the Aleph, the first verse. Miktam Lidawi, Shamreini El, Ki Chasitiva, Chasitiva, Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbinites, some of the rabbis, the scholars of Torah and the Hebrew scriptures who say that Miktam, Miktam is compounded of two words, is a compounded word, Miktam. What is a Miktam? Some of the scholars of Torah and the scriptures, and here the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, say that Miktam is compounded of two words which describe David, which describe David, which describe David. Mak, we have the word mak, meek, and tam, tam, undefiled, perfect, not blemished, tam. It says that Yaakov, that Jacob was a plain man. Tam, meek, tam, mak, tam, mak, tam, meek and undefiled. And there are others who derive meek, tam, from ketem, ketem. You have the word ketem. The ketem is fine gold, ketem. And say that miktam of David, miktam lit David, means a golden psalm, a golden composition, a golden psalm of David, of David, of the well-beloved. Miktam lit David. Shamreini El, keep I, O El, O El, true good, true God, O Hael, Hael, the true good, the true God. Here, Shamreini El, keep I, that is, protect I from evil, from Ra'a and Ra'ra. Keep I, protect I, hedge I about. Shamreini, Shamreini, here is a general prayer, word of prayer, from a trusting nefesh, psyche, soul. Not a cry so much for help in a situation or circumstance of danger. Shamreini El, Ki Yachasiti Vak, for I have taken refuge in thee, I. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata Ovati Bal Aleka. I have said to the Lord, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou, the I, are Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, the I. I have no good but in the I. Tovati, 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 Bal Aleka, in the I male. Tovati, Bal Aleka. The phrase, thou art Adonai, Adonai, Ata. Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, my Sovereign, Ata, the I male, is to be considered in the light illumination, what scripture says elsewhere. The earth is Yahweh Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, they who dwell in her. Hence, here, the sages, a man embezzles from Elohim whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. For only affirmations of Elohim's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness, all the fullness thereof, all her fullness to man's use. The earth is Yahweh's, Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her. Rav Abahu said, the verse, lest the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown be forfeited together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard. In Deuteronomy 22 and 9 implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By bracha, Yahweh, by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited Psalm 16 and 2. I have said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, I Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai Ata. That is, when you are eating and you bless Yahuwah Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Elohim says, my good shall not be held against thee. My good, tovati bala aleka, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, the good things you ate and eat. Or Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as my good shall be brought to the eye. Now, Ovati Bal Aleka, that is, none but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as I shall wear out all good things upon thee. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Aha taught, what did Elohim mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka, I have no good but for thee. I have no good, Tovati Bal Aleka, but for thee, I Aleka. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none but you, for no one but you. The words Bal Aleka are read here as Billa Adeka, as in the verse, and but for thee, the I, Billa Adeka, shall no man lift up his hand, in Genesis 41, verse 44. Another comment on Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata, I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, Adonai, my sovereign. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, Ribona Shel HaOlamim, master of the universe, universal master, universal sovereign, though I am Melech, I am King Negus. I set thee, the I, as king, as Melech, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the holy, the Isle One, blessed be he, answered, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the I. My good is not in the I. Tovati bal alika. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the Isla, in the holy that are in the earth. As for the holy that are in the earth, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema. Only in the Kedoshim, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema. Only in the Kedoshim that are in the earth, in the earthly plane. Psalm 16, verse 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle of One, blessed be he, does not call the righteous man holy, set apart, until he is laid away in the earth. Why not? Because the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'ah, keeps pressing him. And so Elohim does not put his trust in him in this world till the day of his death. So too, Shlomo Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not offer. That Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth is what is meant by the holy, the Kedoshim, Likadoshim, Asher Ba'aret Hema, what is meant by the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs were not called Kedoshim or holy ones until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, his set apart ones. When did Elohim show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moses in Exodus 32 and 13, go and gather the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, together, and say to them, Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of your patriarchs, your fathers, the Elohei Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, here in Exodus 3:16, it was upon these that Moses leaned when he prayed in Exodus 32 and 13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants. Exodus 32:13. Rav Phineas said, had the patriarchs, the fathers, in their lifetime desired their abode to be in Shemaim, in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called Kedoshim, holy ones. Rav Aha Bar Papa had taught, what is meant by the verse in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara'ah, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generations of Enosh, the generations of Enosh,
the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races of humanity, of mankind, and the people of Sodom, And so it is said that even if a righteous man riseth up, he trusteth not in the living. That is to say, as long as the righteous is among the living, Elohim trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua atavotam achira maharu. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua atavotam Yerubua atavotam. Thou didst multiply sorrow for all the children of men, all the children of Adam, of humanity, saying to them in Genesis 3:17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, of the universe, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Verse 4, today's daily psalm, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Balasik nisakehema midam ubalesai eta shemotam ala sifatai. What is meant by this here? Elohim refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah, which reads, quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim priests placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, the Kohanim, the priests, went back to the chamber of hewn stone there to recite the Shema. Another comment on their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua at avotam. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrow for the generation who in a time of persecution died to hallow, to set apart thy name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than blood? Balasika Nisa Kehem Midam? In verse 4, that is translated elsewhere, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. The blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart my name. The Hashem is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi taught in the name of Rav Ibbi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lived in the time of Hadrian's persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under Hadrian's persecution? They fetched iron balls brought them in a white heat and put them into the armpits of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the Bnei Yisrael, under the nails of the sons of Yisrael. And in these ways they died for the hallowing, the holying, the setting apart of the Hashem, of the name. Yerubu Atzobotam Achir Maharu Bala Sik Nisukehem Nidam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atzobotam. Another comment. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence, they are, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another and other God and other Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another and other God, another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Quote, drink a libation out of a wine, red glass, water, mere water. He would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of an other God, another Elohim. He would answer, I will make no such vow, for Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, his Torah. Make no mention of the name of other Elohim in Exodus 23 and 13. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Yahweh Jehovah is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Balasika nisakehem amidam u balasa eta shemotam ala sifatai. Yahweh menata chelkiya wikosi. Psalm 16, verses 4 and 5. Thou layest upon me, upon I, my lot. Ata to mik gorali. Ata to mik gorali. Thou maintainest my lot. The I, ata, the I male layest upon me, my lot. Ata. Tomika Gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that the Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of Israel, said, this was the portion laid upon me, upon I at Sinai. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chivali Nafaluli Banamim. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Psalm 16 verse 6. The lines are two. The written Torah, the written law, and the oral Torah. Word, sound, and power Torah. Chivalim Nafluli Banna Amin. Lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Rav Phinehas taught, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. It means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, when thou the I didst divide by lot the portions for the nations, and nationalities of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Banna Amin. Naflulim, fallen for me. Chivalim, the lines. Chivalim, naflulim, banna imin, are fallen for I
in pleasant places. For the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, When Elyon, the Most High, Elyon, divided to the nations their inheritance. And then goes on to say, Yahweh, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Yaakov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance. In Deuteronomy 32 and 9. As a man might say, such and such a woman fell to the lot of such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afanachlata Shafra Alai. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afanachlata Shafra Alai means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, because I take delight in my heritage, the divine heritage, it is made goodly for me, for I. Reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yohanan took them to mean as a reward for keeping the commandments. Elohim's kavod, kubr, is upon me, is upon I. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher ye'atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Evareka eti Yahuwah asher ye'atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given I counsel. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins instruct me. My kidneys, my reins instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, kila yotai, instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham. For Rav Samuel Bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared, this verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom, chokmah, and bina, and understanding, overstanding. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Abraham see four things. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction. HaHekal, the temple offerings, korbanot. Gehenna, and the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Elohim allowed Abraham to see HaTorah is in Genesis 15 and 17. The words, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Fire, clearly referring to Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. As in the verse in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire, is such. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see HaHekal offerings, the korbanot, the words in Genesis 15 and 9, take me a heifer of 3 years old, And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Gehenna, the Gehenna, the words in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination, the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. Genesis 15 and 12 testifies with the words, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see I and I exposition of the first psalm. Hear, hear, hear to verse 8. Chiwiti Yahuwah le negadia tamid ki mi balai mot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadia tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me. Kia miniya. Surely he is at my right hand. Balayamot. I shall not be moved. I have set Jehovah always and always before me. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi tamid. Rav taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a baraka, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, for a bracha wherein Hashem's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no bracha. As scripture says here in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before I. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi before I tamid always. Both Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda taught a bracha, a blessing wherein Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no bracha. A blessing wherein Jah's kingship is not mentioned is no blessing. For it is said, I will extol the I, Elohai, Melakai, oh, my Elohim, my King. Rav Berakaya commented, what you say applies only to blessings, such as the blessings over fruit, or the blessings, the bracha, the berkot, or at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the Hashem of Elohim, he has done his duty. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Bala emot. Psalm 16, verse 8. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, according to the precepts of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, was always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, this one was a male, or that one was a female. Quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, even of thy tokens for ritual purification. I speak before kings and am not ashamed. In Psalm 119, verse 46. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Lakein samach libi vayagel kovodi. Therefore my heart is glad. Lakein samach libi. Samach libi. Lakein. Therefore lakein. Therefore samach libi. Therefore my heart is glad. Vayagel kovodi. And my glory, kavodi, rejoiceth. Vayagel kavodi. Psalm 16, verse 9. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded man proposed to make use of kavod, of kubr, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, glad in words of Ha Torah, Lakein, Samach Libi, glad in the word, Devarim of Ha Torah, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel LaKavodi, rejoiceth in the Lord, Ha Adon Moshiach, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 4, verse 5. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari yishkona la betach. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari. Surely my flesh yishkon will dwell la betach. In confidence, in confidence, in safety. Dwells in safety even after Mot Mavet. Rav Yitzhak said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David, over David's flesh. For thou wilt not abandon my soul in the nether world. Psalm 16, verse 10. Ki lo Ta'ezova nafshia lishol, for thou wilt not abandon nafshi, my psyche, she lishol, in the netherworld, in sheol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chasedeka lirota shachat. Neither will thou suffer the eye chasedeka, chasedeka, the eye chasid, chasedeka, the eye chesed, the eye merciful one. Lirot, to see, shachat, to see, shacht, shacht, shite, shachat, to see the pit. A merciful man, a chassid, will not even get the smell of the gan, the gan hinna of the gehenna. Will not even get the smell of Gehinnom, and this is a term where the garbage of Yerushalayim was thrown over into this garden that belonged to a man named Hinnom, and this becomes a word picture of what ones would call the hell or the fireplace where the rubbish will be burnt up. So a merciful man will not even get the smell of the Gen
of Hinnom, Gen Hinnom, called Gehenna. Another comment on, neither neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titen hasedeka lirot ashachat. Another comment, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, calls Himself merciful, as Chesed, mercy, loving kindness, is one of His attributes, as it is said, "For I am merciful," saith Yahuwah Jehovah in Jeremiah 3:12. How could David presume to call himself merciful, as when he says, "Keep my soul, for I am merciful," in Psalm 86:2. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskendri Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled is called merciful. A man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled and ridiculed is called merciful. And because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself merciful. Thou wilt show I, the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. Todi'aini, thou wilt make me to know. Thou makest I to know. Cause I to have the da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis. Todi'aini, orach chayim, the orach, the path of chayim, of life, of lives, of liberty, orach chayim. According, here, Psalm 16, verse 11, according to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the Universe, Ribon Hashel HaOlamim, show me the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Desires thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence Yahuwah Jehovah. Since the reverence, the fear, the respect of Yahuwah of Jehovah prolongeth days, as it is written in Proverbs 10:26. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eloah, blessed be He, replied, Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for the meaning of affliction, as is written in Proverbs 6:23, since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. Since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied thus like this. Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction, since she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. Proverbs 3:18. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, Wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments, and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Proverbs 4:4, Keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Soba semahot et panika. Soba
Sovah, Soba, Soba'a, Soba, Simahot et Paneka, in thy presence, thy face, thy perception, Paneka, is the fullness, is the Soba, Soba'a, Soba'a, of joy, Soba'a, Simahot, Soba, Simahot, fullness of joy, Psalm 16, verse 11. Do not read Soba, some say fullness, but Sheba, 7. This verse, the verse, thus refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the psalm, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. Another comment, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ne'imota miyaminika netzach. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. In thy right hand. Biyaminika. Biyaminika. Minika. In thy right hand. Bliss. Ne'imot, pleasantness, ne'imot, biya minaka netzach, for evermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. The companies of the righteous, the tzaddikim, will be arrayed in the form of the menorah, ha-menorah, the lampstand of ha-hekal of the temple, the tabernacle, which is described in scripture as having two olive trees by it. One upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof, in Zechariah 4 and 3. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one alluded to as arrayed upon the right side of the bowl. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of man standing at the right hand of Elohim. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of John's direction, instruction, teaching of his majesty, of which it is said, at his right hand was a fiery law, in Deuteronomy 33 and 2. The other maintain they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle of One, the Holy One. Blessed be he. For they are spoken of as they that dwell under his shadow in Hosea 14 and 8. Each of them says, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before us. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi atami kiya mimimi balemot. Another comment. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Tod Aini Orach Chayi. Rav Adin took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, for whom on New Year's Day, Elohim records his decree of life, a decree he seals on the Day of Atonement. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Do not read Soba, fullness, but Sheba, 7. That is, the 7 requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles of HaSukkot, HaChag. Namely, the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam of David, Miktam le Dawid, Psalm
16, verse 1, the superscription. Dawid, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stained with Chatiyata Mekutam am I. Stained with Chatiyata of Akari Mekutam am I. A parable of a man who set out on a journey, but with two issars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meat and others eating fish. He said, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two issars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two issars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me? Just so, Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so let me, make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. So let me, so make I, permit I be but at the threshold. As it is said in Psalm 84:11, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my true good, true God. If I have not even enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, let me, may I remain in the courtyard, as it is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19, let me pay my vows in the courts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Bayit, of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit even to be allowed in the courtyard, make me not depart from the inn. As it is said, let me make I pay my vow in the midst of the eye, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Mizmor. Mizmor Tet Zain, Mizmor Tet Zain. Miktam Litawi. Shamreini El. Ki Hasiti Vak. Amarita Layahua. Adonai Ata. Ovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim. Asher Baaret. Heima. We Adire. Kola Hasibam. Yerubu Atsubotam Achir. Maharu. Balasika niskehem amidam, ubalasa eta shemotam al sifatai, Yahuwah,
מנת החלקיה וכוסי, אתה תומיקה גורלי, חבלים נפלו לי בנעמים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אבריקה את יהוה אשר יעצעני, אף לילות יסרוני כליותיי. שוויתי יהוה לנגדי תמיד, כי ממני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון עליו דח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסדך לראות שחת. תודעיני אורח חיי, שובה שמחות את פניך, נעמות במינך נצח.